This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why are there so many useless extra people? Robots are so much more smart. People are human, all too human. People just break my heart. I got a shot that will solve all my problems. If only you'll roll up your sleeve. Someday you'll get it, the vaccine connection. Big pharma, little Fauci and me.
Well, I'm just trying to get everybody to take my new gene therapy vaccine. We're going to introduce a little sterilization like we did in Kenya. We're going to introduce perhaps some nanobots. That'll be fun. Something to fix to the brain stem and engage in physical control of behavior. My goal here is, you know, most likely a much more smaller population that's more controlled. Already people are so very compliant, which is great. Everyone wore their masks so quickly and easily. I was very, very pleased with that. But there's another step we can take, which is total automation of the human soul. That's what I'm really hoping for. I hope you'll join me.
Step into my clinic. Your upgrade is ready. The transhuman age has begun. I've got a shot that will make you compliant, sterile, and stupider too. Someday you'll get it, the vaccine connection. Your body's my nanobot to me. All of us going to hell. Thank you for making me.
Hello, useless eaters. As your unqualified, non-elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I've retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized that we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control...
All right, folks, we have an amazing investigative journalist with a lot of courage, Drew Hernandez, joining us. He's traveled all over the border to bring us this exclusive information straight ahead. We'll be right back. And by the way, last week I pointed out that they have a plan for the control end of the world. I don't mean the end of the world itself. The end of the system is broken. The end of the world as we know it. You don't like the song? Be right back.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Rainforest. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
It's the InfoWar. Hour number three on March 24th, a live Wednesday transmission.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be talking to Drew Hernandez, investigative journalist, here in just a moment. But first, a little bit of One the Only. Then old Alice Cooper bringing us in. You know, concert sounds better than he does more. Digital. Really not everybody other people sound that good. Yeah, we don't have the nice guy anymore. They told us he was dirty. But now we got a really dirty guy, the Chi-Com puppet. They are putting their foot down our neck and letting us know. Massive human smuggling taking place, a 2,000% increase now being reported on the Texas border by the lieutenant governor, 1,900-something%. And you've got Kamala Harris saying she doesn't care about the border, laughing about it. You got Biden saying, if I get elected, surge the border. And now that it's happening, they're wearing Biden shirts, and they're trying to cover up the total squalor, the human trafficking, the kidnapped children. It's a mess. And Drew Hernandez has sent us a bunch of exclusive videos. We'll get him on for the rest of the hour here in a moment. But first, just in case you think I'm joking, here is Biden saying, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. And now, she got asked about this. The press secretary, Psaki, not a Japanese rice wine, but the press secretary, and she said, oh, yeah, just bring a 10-year-old or younger with you. So it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card, bring a kidnapped kid, a lot of them are kidnapped. I mean, this is just total lawlessness in front of everyone. But instead, the whole FBI is busy trying to arrest people that, you know, walked on the steps of the Capitol. Only like 10 people got violent. One got pooped on things. Fine, arrest them. But the biggest attack in U.S. history, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, give me a break. The real Pearl Harbor, 9/11, is our border right now being collapsed via this U.N. resettlement operation. Here is the puppet in chief.
Do as president is several more things because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
You got to prove you're being oppressed and you're not a Democrat globalist stooge. Well, Drew Hernandez is an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Drew Hernandez Live. He's at Twitter, Drew H. Live. LivesMatterOfficial.com. Drew, we always love your work covering Kenosha and so many other big events. You got so much of the daring, dangerous footage. And so it's good to have you here for the next 52 minutes with us of this hour. Where do you want to start? I mean, because I've been trying to get you on for a while. You've been too busy, which I understand. But this time you wanted to come on. You've got something to say. So we're really excited to have you here, and I appreciate you.
Let's start here. Let's start with what this really is, right? The global elites, what do? They change the demographics. They change the geographics. They don't want sovereignty. They don't want borders. They don't want USA, nor borders, no USA at all, right? They don't want that at all. They've done this in Europe. They've done this in Germany. This is nothing new. I believe this is what they wanted to do with Hillary Clinton, but the rise of populism happened, and Donald Trump came and kind of postponed their plans. But now that the Biden puppet has been installed in the White House, it's back to business. And now they're using Hispanics. They're sending Hispanics and Latinos from Latin America, from Central America, to push into the United States, to change the demographics, to change the geographics. They're using these people. They're being pushed into human slavery. They're being pushed into human prostitution. The women get raped on the journey from Central America through Mexico to the United States southern border. And the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. People like AOC, people like Rashid Tlaib that staged press conferences acting like they're crying that they care about the migrants, all of a sudden are absolutely silent. Politicians only use Latinos. They only use Hispanics as political pawns. And what's taking place right now is literally the Great Reset. We all know what this is, Alex. This is Build Back Better. When they say Build Back Better, they're not saying make America great again for the independent, everyday Americans that are working every single day. Build Back Better is a message to the global elites to build back their system better for themselves. And what they're doing with these immigrants, with these migrants coming from Central America, is accomplishing just that. If you guys run clip one, you guys will see very clearly that this is over 100 yards, 200 yards. This is Yuma, Arizona, of just open, incomplete border. That is Mexico you're looking into right there. And on the right side, that is the United States. And Americans need to see this stuff.
And let's be clear, the Border Patrol had 2 weeks ago said that they were ordered to stand down and stop apprehension. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. And that's another point. I was talking to Border Patrol agents here in Arizona at the southern border, and the first thing he told me was, I'm really not allowed to communicate with you, but he did unofficially anyways. So they are under unofficial gag orders. Why, Alex? Because they don't want the optics to come out. They don't want the data to come out. Those are the two things that these Border Patrol agents are under unofficial gag order on. They're not allowed to communicate data. They're not allowed to communicate any optics. They can't book any ride-alongs with the media. It's full suppression, censorship. And they said Donald Trump was the fascist. The last time I checked, fascists were the ones who censored and suppressed the media. That is what the Biden administration is doing right now as we speak. And where are all these left-leaning journos? All these left-leaning freaking woke Wookiees that are sitting there virtue signaling, saying they're defund the police in 2020, but all of a sudden after the January 6th Capitol riots, they're all hand-in-hand working with the FBI, getting Trump supporters thrown in prison. Where are they now? They're silent because they don't care, and it doesn't fit their political purposes. It doesn't give them any political gain, and they're exploiting children. Take a look at clip 6. If you guys can run that for me right now.
Yes, let's go ahead and run clip 6. This is... White House claims they're actively turning people away at the border. This video proves otherwise. Here's a video you shot.
Guys, Drew Hernandez here, still down here in Yuma, Arizona, at the southern border. If you can see right behind me, here's where the wall, this is another part of the wall where it ends. And over here, this is what is called the Normandy section of the border. This is going to do is stop cars. It is completely open. If you look out into the distance, if you look further, it is just completely open. All this is going to do is stop cars. It's not going to stop people. And actually, we have a group of migrants from here. If you guys want to check out some of the Border Patrol agents, they're doing this all day. Families are coming across. They're just walking over, claiming asylum. Not too sure if they're actually families. But here right now, this is happening around the clock all day long, where they're just coming straight across the border. And right now, we actually do have some families here that have been apprehended, and it looks like they're awaiting transportation to a detention facility. This is just happening all day long, and it's pretty interesting. So here we go. Take a look.
And Biden told everybody to come up here. And as long as you kidnap a kid with you, well, you're going to get in fine. This is a crime against humanity. Then they fill up the local facilities that hold tens of thousands. Now they're busing them to Democrat facilities, to city auditoriums, to military bases. This is just incredible. How bad is this going to get, Drew? And will anybody hold Biden accountable for this crime?
I don't think he will. I think it's clip 3 and clip 5 as well, where you actually, I got some footage of, I was monitoring the actual cartels. You can see them on video. I don't know if it's clip 3 or clip 5, but you can see they're called coyotes, obviously, but they're also called falcons. It's literally, Alex, like a black market Uber service. They'll charge these people thousands of dollars. The cartels, I think the most recent reports, are making $14 million a day. So what they do is they get these people, they'll charge them thousands of dollars, they'll put them into debt, and then they'll give them what they call safe passage. They'll drop them off at the southern border, and they'll have them just cross the open passages, the incomplete border, and get sent to the United States. You guys see there in the video, the Border Patrol will apprehend them and take them to a detention facility. And to answer your question, this literally is a crime against humanity. This is human smuggling. This is human human trafficking. This is literally what this is. And it's going to get worse. And here's why, Alex. Listen to this. This is not some QAnon children getting raped conspiracy theory. This is confirmed what I'm about to tell you from Border Patrol agents themselves. Border Patrol agents have been briefing me that they cannot, they're having trouble identifying if these migrant families are actually related, if they're actually families. Yeah, they can do DNA testing, but not for hundreds of thousands of people that are coming over the southern border every single day. So get this, Alex, listen to this. So now the Biden administration, Jen Psaki sits there and tells the entire world that it's a good idea to spend $86 million to put migrants into hotel rooms? There could potentially be pedophiles and rapists, unidentified, quote-unquote, families being put in hotel rooms, unsupervised.
Well, Hernandez, stay there. We got to go to break. But you're totally right. It came out in the New York Post, even in Reuters, even in Washington Post, that thousands and thousands of children Obama knowingly placed with child smugglers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Just came out with a big announcement. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, or AMLO, who, by the way, was a socialist and everything, but like Trump, he thought he was a man of the people, says the migrant crisis has been created by Biden. Blames him. He says expectations were created that with the government of President Biden, there would be a better treatment of migrants. And this has caused Central American migrants and also from our country wanting to cross the border, thinking that it's easier to do so, he said of his daily morning thing, and he went on to criticize Biden. And we've got Biden saying, do it. This is insane. You understand that the most dangerous part of Mexico is that U.S. border and the Guatemalan border. That's where the drug dealers, the coyotes are. The left makes jokes and goes, well, Trump says that, you know, dogs are going to get people. No, that's the name of the smugglers. Hundreds of thousands killed, mass graves everywhere. They routinely rape and murder the people. 80% of the women get raped. This is not a joke. And there's what our guest, Drew Hernandez, was just talking about. There's no migrant surge at the U.S. southern border. Here's the data. The Washington Post trying to spin it. But then you can go back to the Washington Post 5 years ago admitting with the headline, Obama knowingly placed children with human trafficker sex smugglers. So that's exactly what you were just getting to, Drew, in these clips you're going over. For radio listeners, you can narrate it. Where do you see all this going? Because, okay, Biden steals the election. Okay, he's butchering the country. Okay, he wants to bring in an underclass they can control. But the whole world sees this. Where do you see this going?
Let me give you 2 points, Alex. I can do this in under 5 minutes. Number one, I see this going. You're going to see a lot of dead migrants on the Mexican side of the border. And here's why. Because not all of them. We have over 100,000 people, hundreds of thousands of people that are making the journey from Central America to the southern border at the United States and the Mexico side. Why? You literally have migrants showing up in TJ with freaking Biden Let Us In t-shirts. They're waving Biden 2020 flags, and the Biden administration is still going to sit here and act like it is not their fault. While Biden was running, while Kamala Harris was running, all these left-leaning Democrats, socialists, radical communists, in my opinion, and globalists were literally virtue signaling, and they were dog whistling to these Latin American countries. When you come out and say, hey, this administration is going to be gone, Trump is going to be gone, we're going to come in, we're going to give 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States citizenship, you are literally signaling to these desperate people that now is their time. That rhetoric literally signals to desperate people that it is now their time. So once that happens, Alex, when they make this journey from Central America, they get kidnapped, they get raped, and they get murdered. Some of them don't even make it. Thousands of them don't even make it to the southern border of the United States because they get kidnapped, raped, or murdered on the way. And let's say they do make it, Alex. Let's say they do make it to the southern border and they don't get granted asylum and they get turned away and they get put back into Mexico. Now you have Central Americans, let's say coming from Honduras, in Mexico now, without any citizenship, nowhere to work, nowhere to go, no way to provide for themselves or their kids, and now they're stuck in Mexico because Biden and these virtue-signaling Democrats and globalists signaled them to come, and now it's their responsibility, and these people are going to die by the thousands. They'll either get recruited by cartels, or they'll get killed, they'll just die because they have no way to eat or provide for themselves in Mexico. Listen, Mexico doesn't want this. All these radical leftist activists, they won't say what I'm about to tell you guys. Mexico doesn't want illegal immigration because it increases the criminal cartel enterprises. It puts millions of dollars into their pockets, and they don't want this. How do I know this? Because the Mexican government has come out. The president himself has put out his concerns that his concerns with illegal mass immigration coming from Central America is what? Is the criminal cartel enterprises thriving and making millions of dollars. And Biden and Psaki sit there with their elitism, acting like nothing is happening and everything is okay. We're going to see more people dying in Mexico, and I don't want to hear for 1 second.
And that's right. This interrupt you. You're on fire. And Mexican president just announced, we put the article up there, major crackdown on illegals, because they get, and I said this yesterday, just like Mexico got collapsed by all this illegality, we're collapsing as well. And it was Merkel and others that openly told others to flood Europe. This is a George Soros UN plan, yep. And Biden is following it. Please continue.
Absolutely. And here's my second point, Alex, just to go with exactly with what you're saying. These people exploit human beings. These people exploit human beings. I'm under the personal belief that right now, after the 2020 election, the largest non-white voting bloc is not the black community, it's not the Asian community, it is the Hispanic community now. This is why you're seeing virtue-signaling Democrats turn their eyes on the Hispanic community now, because they want to use them simply as votes. That's all they want, that's all they care about. They are turning, in my opinion, I think the black community is about to be thrown by the wayside, and they're going to turn their attention to the Hispanic community and start to pander to them. And I have proof of this because Biden himself at the end of 2020 had a conference call with a bunch of black activists, Black Lives Matter activists, very well-known ones, and he told them the exact same thing. He told them, I'm not afraid of you guys. It's the Hispanic community now that we have to look at. So it all makes sense, Alex. They're literally migrating these people. They only see them as commodities. They only see them as votes. They pander to these communities. Listen, as a Hispanic man, I'm going to sit here and say this in front of the entire world. I will not allow myself to become nothing but a political pawn. These communities mean more than this. This is not a left or right issue. This is not a Democrat or a Republican issue. These communities are human beings. The Democrats do not care about Hispanics. Do not think for 1 second that they care about this, because if they did, they would not put these communities, Alex, in these positions to be human trafficked, raped, and kidnapped at all, in any way situation, anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter what your politics are. You cannot put human beings in this position for political gain. And they won't even address it. Democrats won't even address it. Some are, to give some credit where it's due, but the White House will not address it. The White House will not accept it, because Orange Man is gone, Alex. Now that Trump is gone, there's no one to blame. And even when they do blame Trump, it makes no sense. Nancy Pelosi sits there in front of the world and says, oh, it's the past administration. We inherited a bad system, and that's why this is happening. No, it is your fault. It is your fault. You don't care about Hispanics.
And what is Biden going to do as all the Mexican governors, mayors, and president rightfully blame him? Well, what is he going to do as Mexico and everybody blames him?
Biden?
Yeah.
I think the pressure is on this administration. Listen, Alex, I'm not going to make any allusions to any conspiracy theories or anything like this, because I know you get into some hot water when it comes to the mass shootings. But I will say this, and I will put it this way. I'll tell the people, don't allow these things that happen in the media to distract you from what's taking place. Project Veritas, undercover investigative journalists release photos of inside the migrant detention facilities showing the American people. It goes against the unofficial gag orders that the administration put on the Border Patrol agents not to communicate with the media. They're trying to hide these things, and then all of a sudden there's a mass shooting that takes place. I'm not saying it's staged. I'm just saying don't get distracted, because immediately Democrats, Joe Biden, the radical left, they do not hold back. They seize the opportunity to jump on gun control, to jump on taking away the guns, to jump on attacking your 2A to distract the public from what's taking place at the southern border.
Hernandez, you are super in fuego. Stay right there. You're dead on right. Drew Hernandez, our guest, right back on the other side of this break. Incredible times. They're breaking all sovereign nations. They hate everybody. They're ruthless, evil corporations. And they are involved in massive human trafficking and smuggling. We'll be right back.
Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Drew Hernandez has been on a few times before, and he's always passionate and always a great mind, but he is really angry, and he should be, because I don't care what color you are. We're all humans. We all bleed red blood. We all have fathers and mothers, We were once children. We love children. Massive exploitation of the third world. And the final piece that I want to add here, and he's had a lot more to add, is that I told you over a year ago, a global lockdown will take bad situations in Latin America, Africa, and areas of Asia and the Middle East and make them intolerable. And then the UN, that's heavily involved in human smuggling, and the refugee centers they built are going to collapse those countries into us. And then the UN will use them as client replacement migration population to replace the once free people with an underclass they control. So they're planning to keep them down forever. And that's how you bring once free countries into checkmate. And then every country suppressed, just like the third world is, by these big corporations in the UN. Then meanwhile, when they run slave camps in China, Apple and others fund Black Lives Matter. So it's all very, very cynical. And people better wake up to it very, very quickly. The lockdowns have starved over 10 million extra people to the 15 million people, 25 million starved to death last year. And the numbers are only getting bigger. They want more lockdowns. And so this is a plan. The UN says we use migrant flows, the threat of disease for global government, because it's a global problem. Drew Hernandez, you've got other clips we haven't gotten to. You're on fire. So the rest of the two segments, I want you to have the floor and keep giving us this report. I guess spending the last month or so on the border really got you angry.
Yeah, I believe it's clip one or two, one of the clips with the unfinished border wall pieces.
Yeah, roll clip one.
Yeah, let's roll that one.
Here's clip one.
I think it's another one. Let me see.
Let's go ahead and play clip two. There's here is the remaining border wall place. So go ahead and play clip two.
On the Mexican side of the border, this is where the incomplete border wall is on this side. And there's Mexico, and here is all of the remaining unused border wall parts. It's all just sitting here. It's just sitting here, waiting to be put together, packaged. And because of Joe Biden, has all been brought to a halt. All of this. All of this.
Literal attack on our very essence, our very existence.
This is a cartel drop zone right here. It's just completely open, just to give you guys some depth as to what this really is. It's, yes, it's the incomplete border wall pieces, but this is literally right next to a cartel drop zone, and it is completely open. The United States is completely open.
And remember, day one and day two, he signed a record number of executive orders, one of them stopping all of this, even though it was already all paid for.
Yep, and the cartels had a big smile on their face because that meant dollar signs.
Well, we know the big cartels. Remember when Pelosi said MS-13 are God's children? We know they're laundering money through them.
Absolutely, and they don't care about these human beings. Look at that. You're looking into California right there. That's back into Mexico. It's completely open. Hundreds of thousands of dollars just rotting away. Now let me give you guys something real quick. Right now, a child, the cartels are charging these migrants around $3,200 a head for a little kid. I believe it was the New York Times, right? Interviewed an actual mother. She claimed that she paid $9,000 to the cartels to be granted safe passage into the United States to be human smuggled by coyotes and falcons, the cartels, right? Let me ask you this for your viewers. Do you think these migrants just have $9,000 just chilling in their back pocket ready to go? Of course they don't. So how do they do this? The cartels are organized and they function in the United States as well. They have safe houses, they have pool businesses, they have construction businesses, anything you could think of where an undocumented Mexican that can't speak English can work at, right? Just use your imagination. They own these kinds of businesses in the United States. So the cartels work on both sides. They will actually set up, and I've interviewed Border Patrol agents that have looked into this stuff and they've discovered this stuff, it's confirmed. The cartels in the United States will set up routing accounts, checking account numbers. They will set up bank accounts for these migrants in the United States. They'll charge them in Mexico, let's say $9,000. So they get sent over, they get caught, they get released, they get sent to their businesses in the United States. They're legitimate businesses, but they get paid under the table. They don't get paid minimum wage. They get paid peanuts. So these people are enslaved to the cartels in our country, paying off a debt of possibly $9,000, making peanuts their entire life. This is human slavery. This is what this is. And people need to understand these Hispanics and these Latinos are being exploited in this way for dollar signs. And it's cartels that do this stuff on both sides in Mexico and in the United States. And listen, anyone that's listening to me right now, I don't care about your politics. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't care if you're a conservative. I don't care. You should care about these human beings. I know people are probably like, oh, you sound like a leftist. You sound like AOC right now. No, AOC is silent. She's not saying anything anymore because it's not politically beneficial to do so.
I agree. Why do you think Big Tech is censoring this info? Big Tech is censoring this information.
They're absolutely censoring it because of why, Alex? Because they don't want the optics to come out because they don't really care. Because they're probably most likely have some kind of connection to these things. This spider web goes extremely deep. There's a reason why they don't want to address it. I've asked Border Patrol agents themselves. I'm like, why don't they talk about this? Why won't politicians really talk about these things? And the answer I got from him, because he's been working the border for more than 10, 15 years, he says, listen, they don't want to get involved with the cartels. And Border Patrol agents have told me, we believe that the reason why they don't address these things is either A, out of fear, they fear these cartels, or B, there's a possibility that they're somehow involved with these things. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I know we've seen mayors and their brothers and everybody right here in Texas who will literally have dungeons with mainly Hispanics that they've kept who didn't pay the money. Or you'll hear, well, they'll just leave them in a tractor trailer and 15, 20, 30 people, you see it every few weeks, just die because somebody down the line didn't pay money. So they'll have chain migration where, say, the men come in, now their daughters and sons are coming in, their wives. If they don't pay this absorbent amount, they just kill them in a tractor trailer. They just leave them out in 120-degree heat, and they all die inside there. It was 100 outside, but 120 inside. So, I mean, we know what's going on. They had the mayor's brother here in Austin a decade ago caught with chained-up slaves, all Hispanic, in cages. But because he was Hispanic, the media covered up, well, so big deal he's got slaves. I mean, that's what we're talking about. This is pure evil.
Yeah, it's pure evil, especially when you look at the Mexican side of things. I've had some conversation with some investigative journalists in Mexico, too, and the horror stories are insane. When Americans dog whistle to these third world countries, when you give the smallest glimpse of hope, they will take it and they will do anything and everything to get to this country. Now, we know there's devastating conditions happening in these countries, in these third world, fourth world countries. But it's irresponsible of the United States, Democrats, to dog whistle to these countries that it's time to come. They may not officially say it, but their rhetoric is communicating this to these people. These are desperate people that do want a better life.
Hell, Joe Biden, wait a minute. Joe Biden said, if I get elected, immediately surge. You have a right to be here.
Absolutely. And they're showing up, Alex, they're showing up with Biden let us in t-shirts. And Jen Psaki has the nerve to sit there and tell the American people that there's not a crisis. That children coming unaccompanied through the southern border is not a crisis. That's a literal quote from the White House. And by the way, the representative of the southern border in the White House literally admitted on CNN, this is your leadership, America. This is your White House. They literally admitted that their message of telling migrants to go away and not to come is going out less than the cartel's message. Basically, the White House is on record, Alex, admitting that they're losing to the cartels. 80 million, right, Alex? 80 million people voted for this. This puppet that can't even get up Stair Force One. 80 million people voted for this, Alex. They voted for human trafficking to just be normalized and not be addressed. 80 million, right, Alex?
And this giant exploited mass of people is going to undercut everybody's jobs, everybody's pension, and turn us into a third world country, which is the globalist plan. Unbelievable. Stay right there. We'll talk about how to fight back with...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, the was not cut across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, that's Leonard Cohen. He also has the song Everybody Knows. The dice are loaded. Everybody knows the captain lies. Everybody knows the war is over. Well, it's not really, ladies and gentlemen, but things are really out in the open now. People know that there's a massive fraud that we are facing. I'll be hosting the fourth hour today with Roger Stone with a lot of big breaking exclusive news. How do we formulate a plan to challenge the globalists? How do we move forward? Because, you know, giving in is just going to make it worse. And now we see the election stolen, and we see the Mexican president, who had an election stolen once from him, coming out saying Biden's bad, Biden's a fraud. You see all these other Mexican governors and mayors saying the border being opened is wrong. People get that everybody's being exploited here, and it's only going to get worse with all these big corporations do this. This is the UN running all of this, ladies and gentlemen. four big corporations, the lockdown, all of it is a planetary takeover. So in the 8-9 minutes we have left, Drew Hernandez, want to commend you. Tell us more about what you found on the border, what's coming up next. People can follow you at Drew H. Live on Twitter or the great website livesmatterofficial.com.
Yeah, you guys can follow me. I'm on Gab as well, Drew H. Live. I'm very active on Gab because I don't know how much longer I'll be on Twitter, especially exposing these things. So you guys can follow me on Gab, Drew H. Live, obviously Twitter, Drew H. Live. And I have my own show. I do it on YouTube as well. Just search Drew Hernandez. But Alex, what's taking place at the border is it literally is a nightmare, because when you think about these things, especially let's talk about COVID now as well. How does COVID play into this? Isn't it interesting how the theology or the belief system of the left has just kind of like run into itself? Because with all the lockdowns and Americans having to stay in their houses and Americans can't go out, you can't even go to the supermarket without a mask on and like some crazy Karens coming after you and screaming in your face. Everyone is freaking out. Everyone has to be stuffed into their rooms. No one can go out any longer. But now that is the radical left narrative, right? With the global elites that have dumped that into this country. But now they've decided to push the button and pull the lever of mass migration. So now they have an interesting problem that's running into itself, where the COVID narrative, where social distancing, 6 feet apart, you can't be in the same room, the Super Bowl is a super spreader event, the Trump campaign rallies are super spreader events, conservatives gathering in any way, churches are super spreader events. But now we have a migrant surge at the border. They're literally shoulder to shoulder, hundreds of thousands of people being stuffed into detention centers, being stuffed into Border Patrol cars. I just showed you the footage, shoulder to shoulder. There are spreads now of COVID-19, apparently. But the point I'm trying to make is their narratives are clashing, because they can't come out and say, hey, we can't have these hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border because they're going to bring COVID into our country and they're going to spread all over the place. But now they're going to sound like bigots according to their own theology saying, and they're going to sound like xenophobes saying, we can't have people come into the country because they have viruses and they're dirty. So their ideology, Alex, is just imploding upon themselves. And I think part of what God is doing in America, and what I pray for, I sincerely pray for, is that God opens the minds of millions of people to be enlightened and to see that their narratives and their directives and their theologies in the world, all they do is they clash with each other, they don't make sense, and they implode. They're not healthy for the American people. They're not healthy for humanity, Alex. I'm preaching to the choir. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Their ideologies end on a dead-end road, and they fall, and they crash, and they burn. And my prayer for America right now, Alex, is that people would be enlightened. It's we the people. It's millions of people. That's always been my concern. Alex, you have millions of people that identify with the left that actually believe Jen Psaki when she comes out and she says there's no crisis at the border. But Drew Hernandez comes out and gives you footage showing you she's literally saying that, oh, we're not bringing in migrants. They're being turned away at the southern border.
No, I agree
with
what I'm learning about the left is they believe what they want. They want to just feel morally superior but never want any responsibility.
Absolutely. They're the radical woke wikis. I don't even call them leftists anymore. They're just wokists. That's what they are. Their ideology makes no sense. We all know they're radical left-leaning, radical communists, radical globalists. We know these people don't actually even really believe anything. They just do what they're told. When you have millions of activists, all these virtue signaling white activists, the clips that you played of the DSA at the beginning of this show, none of these people care about what I'm talking about. None of these people want to hear that their rhetoric is causing thousands, hundreds of thousands of Hispanics to be put in some serious dangerous situations. We need immigration reform, and we need it now. The Biden administration needs to not only address it, but start to seriously take some steps to reverse this.
Well, I know they're not going to do it. I don't care if they're Hispanic, black, white, whatever. I've been around these leftists here in Austin for 27 years on air. They're a ruling class. The left knows they're bringing in slave labor. They know they're bringing in an underclass. They know that and want more people to rule over. The average leftist is not some woke, well-meaning person. At the management level, these are some cold-blooded people.
A lot of these people, they're just blind, Alex. A lot of these people are just told what to believe. And you're absolutely right. That's a big point that I've been making as well, is when you take a look at, because a lot of people just get annoyed, right? A lot of people are just like, okay, we're sitting here, we're complaining about these things all freaking day long. So what is really the fact of the matter with what's going on in the hearts of these people that view these things? It's pure evil. That's what this is. This is pure evil, and people, they identify it, they see it, they know it's happening, and they turn to blind eyes.
And by the way, Drew, I look at you, you have nice, focused eyes, intelligent eyes. I look at Saki or Brian Stelter, I mean, if I saw them walking down a hallway, an alley at night, I'd be scared. I mean, she looks like a psycho from a movie. Brian Stelter looks like a psychotic. So does Joe Biden, so does Kamala Harris. She had a 0.5% support with Democrats, so even their people reject them. I mean, you know, you had Tulsi Gabbard looks loving and good, and you just feel like she's not perfect. You can, your gut tells you she's good. Your gut tells you Trump's good. You look at these people, it's a freaking monster. I mean, put them back on screen. Put her back on screen. She looks like such an evil demon, and she is one. So the cover of the book does match the interior.
Not only do their looks come off very, very frightening, Alex, but their actions as well. Their actions speak louder than their words. Their actions speak louder than their looks could ever speak, because what they are doing is turning a blind eye to evil. And when you turn a blind eye to evil and you attempt to suppress it and lie about it, you know you're dealing with some pretty, pretty evil people. I mean, Kamala Harris went viral the other day, right, Alex? Reporters have been asking Kamala Harris, "Hey, do you have any trips planned for the border? What's going on with the border?" And she laughs. She laughs with her evil little like just some crazy hyena. And it's like, who voted for these people? Why did you vote for this crazy hyena that laughs about kids being human trafficked, raped, and kidnapped at the border? That's your response? As the leader, the vice president of the United States, that's your response? You laugh? That is a clear definition of who these people are. When they're asked about the crisis, when they're asked about these things taking place, they laugh. And why do they laugh, Alex? Because they don't care, and because they're pure evil. They're pure evil. That's exactly what this is.
You're right, Drew. I've had a lot of great guests on, but you're one of the best in a long time. I hope you'll join the other shows, American Journal in the Morning, Owen Schroyer in the War Room, and I hope you'll join us again soon. And you know, we'd love to talk to you more about the reporting you're doing on the border, and hopefully work with you on that. God bless you, and thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you. Love you guys.
Wow. Well, that guy's telling the truth. That was an amazing interview, and that gives me hope for the future. Roger Stone is coming up in the next hour. We will not be here, and we will not be able to support and sponsor so many other reporters and so many other people that come on here to expand their platform without you. So know this, kind of like in the old days and still today, Christians that couldn't go around the world to preach the gospel, they would pay missionaries to do it. And that's basically what this is. I want to stay on air. I passionately don't want to give in to the globalists. I don't want them to win. They're trying to shut us down. They're attacking us a lot of different ways. I'm not going to spend my time getting into all that. Just know this. When you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally sabotaging the entire New World Order agenda. So we have the new Mega Blowout Sale, 50% off plus free shipping on these top selling items. Vaso Beats sold out. Alpha Power sold out. The Vitamineral Fusion sold out. It'll be back in soon, hopefully. We have Living Defense, the next little probiotic, anti-parasite. People love. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. All iodine products, X2, X3, the super topical spray that's super strong, all of that, 50% off. Learn about the good halogen. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, 50% off, free shipping, and so much more. And again, all the Emirates Essentials, people will I'll be outside to spray a little bit of this on my hands, just a natural disinfectant. I like the eucalyptus, but also the peppermint. And then, of course, the lavender is amazing. All natural Emirates Essentials, big old bottle of this. It's 50% off hand sanitizer. People love it. That is selling out very, very quickly. But we got to move all this product out the door to just fund the operation. So get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And this sale's going to have to end very, very soon because a lot of this is about to sell out. We'll be right back now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.